Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel wants to build a high-speed rail line linking downtown Chicago to O'Hare International Airport. It's a plan the former mayor, Richard Daley, wasn't able to carry through. The city is accepting proposals from private developers, and Elon Musk's The Boring Company is one of those that wants to fund, build, and operate it. Joining us now is Joe Sweeterman, who is a professor in the School for Public Service at DePaul University in Chicago. He's also on the board of the Midwest High Speed Rail Association. Joe, welcome to Here and Now.
Good day.
And what is Chicago looking for in the proposals for this project?
Well, it's exciting. There's been a lot of talk over the years about, you know, fast service to O'Hare Airport. And the mayor, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, is pushing it in a pretty big way now. He's putting some political capital behind it and calling for about a three-month period for proposals and qualifications, you know, for potential bidders to make this project happen.
And Elon Musk has come forward. Who else has?
You know, I've been watching this town for a long time, and but this is a new one. We have reports of private talks between the mayor and Elon Musk. According to the Chinese are looking for demonstration projects to show their technical abilities. And there's just been a big consulting study to show that this could be done using some of our existing tracks without enormous amounts of money. So there's a flicker of hope in this, and that's raising some excitement.
Is there a big demand for this service? I'm thinking I'm coming to Chicago next week, making a connection at O'Hare, and I would like to come into the city, although who knows how long it'll take to get in and get out based on the traffic. But are a lot of people asking for a high-speed train into Chicago?
Well, that's a really good question, and certainly everybody sees that global cities around the world have good links to the airport. You just look around the globe and see Chicago ranking in those top 15, top 10, some polls, you know, should have service commensurate with that. There's a more difficult question, though. Is there a large body of people willing to pay, you know, taxi cab fare type prices to get from downtown to the airport? And, you know, the evidence is mixed on that. Toronto had some difficulty doing that. Other cities like London have had real good success. So there's a bit of a if you build it, will they come question. And so that's led to a bigger debate. If we do this, should it be more than just getting people from downtown to the airport? Should it be, you know, sort of a broader mobility corridor that, you know, does lots of things, get people from all over the Midwest to O'Hare, perhaps? And that's raised a lot of discussion.
Why was Mayor Daley unable to accomplish this?
Well, the mayor was thinking big in his last years, and you know, as a mayor, and he had his eyes set on the Olympic bid and put lots of energy behind that, but also had made O'Hare kind of his pet project in some ways. And so when he proposed this, it was really quite glamorous. There was going to be a check-in of baggage downtown. We're going to build passing tracks on our blue line, our rapid transit route, to get trains O'Hare fast, even belt a station downtown. And then, you know, kind of the wheels came off, no pun intended, that we lost the Olympic bid, the recession hit, there were, you know, severe difficulties for the city. So all that got mothballed, and we didn't know if it ever see the light of day again. But sure enough, it's back in a big way.
Well, in this time, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, wants to have a private developer build this train. Are there downsides to that in your view?
Well, there are downsides, and the biggest thing is there a risk that the existing transit system would get shortchanged if you built this? And there's been some pushback already by people saying it's just not possible to put all this emotional energy, all this political focus on a high-quality link to the airport while our existing system is, you know, really aging. If you've been on the L, you know it's a legacy system you know, it's been partially modernized, but we also have parts that pretty much date back almost 100 years. And so there's that pushback. A lot of us, you know, look at this and we think, you know, getting lots of different people to the airport from different routes would really be exciting, like we see in Europe. We have Amtrak trains that, you know, stop at Union Station downtown in our city, and they could go to the airport. We have people that want to get across town, and that's really difficult in our city because everything kind of stops in the loop. And if you had a really high-quality corridor, and some people calling that crossrail to get people across town, this could become the spine for that.
So do you think this is going to happen? And if so, when?
Well, all of us, you know, look at this, and when the mayor says no public funding, no taxpayer dollars, you know, he's tying a hand behind his back. And to get this done, the city's going to have to be out there. you know, taking some risks. And a lot of us think that's worth it. I'm one of them. But at the same time, we know that, you know, the world's changing. We have new technologies like the thing Elon Musk is proposing with kind of the mini Hyperloop that he's contemplating. We just don't know. Could it be built as inexpensively as some of the new estimates that he proclaims are true? And if it is true, you know, we're going to see lots of things like this around the country. You know, but we're all quietly skeptical at the same time. I think we're pleased that the city is stepping to the plate, pushing itself out of its comfort zone, proposing something like this, seeing what comes back, and giving it a shot.
That's Joe Sweeterman, who's a professor in the School for Public Service at DePaul University in Chicago. Joe, thank you.
Thank you much.